May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Irvine.
愿神的平安与喜乐能够与我们同在。
I thank God that I have this opportunity to come back to Irvine Church and share with everyone what I've learned from the words of God.
感谢神让小六这个机会能够再回到尔湾教会来跟大家分享我们从神的话所学习到的。
In fact, I haven't been in Southern California for quite a while.
我已经有一段时间没有来到南加州这个地方。
And the reason is because earlier this year in January, the USGA sent me to go to Argentina for 6 months of Spanish study.
因为今年的年初总会派小弟到阿根廷去那边学西班牙文。
And thank God, I felt that that was a very enriching experience.
感谢神，我从这个学习得到了许多。
When I arrived in Argentina.I realized that Argentina is actually a lot like the United States.
我到阿根廷的时候，发现阿根廷跟美国很相似。
In what sense? In the sense that it is a land of immigrants.
阿根廷在那边也有很多移民。
So Argentina is different from some of the other Latin American countries who have more indigenous people and people of mixed blood.
阿根廷跟南美的许多国家不一样，因为南美的很多国家都是当地人比较多。
But in Argentina, of course they have indigenous people too, but the majority of the population are Caucasians. They are immigrants from Europe.
在阿根廷，他们也有本地的人，可是在那边大部分的人是白人，他们是从欧洲移民到那边去的。
What happened was in the late 19th century and the early 20th century.Because of economic turmoil in Europe, many Europeans immigrated to Argentina.
在十九跟二十世纪的时候，在当时候，因为经济的关系有很多人从欧洲移民到阿根廷。
During the middle of the 20th century, then there were some immigrants from other places in Europe.
后来在二十世纪的末了从世界各地的人有很多人就移民到阿根廷。
Because at first they were mostly from Italy and Spain.
起初当初起初的移民是从西班牙跟从意大利。
And then more recently, in the previous decades, we see more and more people from the local bordering countries and also Asia are immigrating there.
那在过去十年内，我们看到有从边界的国家，以及有从亚洲移民到阿根廷的。
I think for almost all of us here, the immigrant experience.Is something that we know and have gone through.
对我们在座的人来讲，这个移民的过程是我们每一个人都经历过的。
Either we ourselves made the decision to immigrate to the United States.
也许是我们个人本身决定要移民到美国来。
Or we were young and then we just followed our parents to the country and then had to learn how to adapt to this new country.
或者是我们跟着我们的父母亲移民到这个新的国家来。
Or even if we were born here in the United States, we are not more than one or two generations removed from those relatives that decided to immigrate here.
或许我们是在本地所生的可是我们的父亲或者我们的祖父那一代也是从外地移民来的。
So the immigrant experience is common to us all.
所以我们在座每个人，我们对移民的过程都是非常熟悉的。
Now, according to the Bible, when the church in Jerusalem faced fierce persecution, many Jewish Christians had to leave and emigrate.
我们从圣经里面看，当在耶路撒冷的教会受到逼迫的时候，当时候的信耶稣的犹太人，他们必须要移民到别的地方去。
And one of the churches that was established because of this immigration was the church in Antioch.
那因为这大众的移民所建立的一个教会就是安提阿的教会。
Typically, immigrants like to congregate to large cities.
很多移民他们希望能够移民到比较大的城市里面。
Because perhaps there are more opportunities there.
或许在那里有比较多的机会。
And these Jewish immigrants were no different.
那这些犹太人他们也是这样子的。
Because Antioch was the third largest city in the Roman Empire at the time.
因为当时候安提阿是罗马帝国第三大的城市。
Now when we look into the Church of Antioch, in many ways, this church serves as an example for all of us here who belong to immigrant families.
所以我们说看安提阿的教会，这个教会可以当作我们今天我们移民的一个模范。
We immigrated here probably not because of persecution.
我们移民到这个地方并不是因为逼迫。
We immigrated most likely because of better opportunities.
我们来到这里是因为能够寻找更好的机会。
But nevertheless, how the church in Antioch matured serves as an example for all of us.
我们看到安提阿教会的成长，我们可以从此来得到学习。Let's
turn to the book of Acts chapter 11.
我们看使徒行传的11章。
The book of Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传11章。
Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
11章19节。
The book of Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
使徒行传11章19节。
I will read to the end of the chapter.
我们从19节到30节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. Verse 20.
20节.
But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. Verse 21.
21节.
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Verse 22.
22节.
Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. Verse 23.
23节.
When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad, and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. Verse 24.
24节.
For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. 25.
25节.
Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. 26.
26节.
And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Verse 27.
27节.
And in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. 29. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. 30. This they also did and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Let's now jump to chapter 13.
我们跳过来看13章。
Acts chapter 13, verse 1.
13章的第一节。
Actually, let's read chapter 12, verse 25.
我们先看12章的25节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 25.
12章25节。
And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Chapter 13, verse 1.
13章第一节。
Now in the church that was in Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Verse 2.
第二节.
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Verse 3.
第三节.
Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Here we've read several verses concerning the church of Antioch.
这段经节是在记载有关安提阿教会的事情。
And if we, hopefully when you were reading the text, you could see how the church in Antioch matured over time.
我们在读这段经节的时候，我们会看到这个安提阿教会随着时间的过去，他们有成长。
How did this church first start?
这个教会是怎么开始的呢？
You can see because of persecution, the Jewish Christians, they went everywhere, including to Antioch.
我们可以看到，因为教会的逼迫，门徒四散，有很多人来到了安提阿。
And one of the characteristics of the Jewish Christians was that they brought the gospel with them wherever they went.
所以犹太人他们的特征是他们把福音带到他们所去的地方。And
this is a characteristic that all of us need to cultivate too.
这是我们每一个人也应该去做的。Especially
if we had believed in a country outside of the United States, and now we're coming to the United States as immigrants.
特别是我们如果从外地移民到美国来,
we should bring the gospel wherever we go.
我们要把福音带到我们所去的地方。
But here in verse 19 and 20, there is a contrast that the author Luke is trying to make.
在11章的19节跟20节，我们可以看到一个很强烈的对比。
Verse 19 talks about those Jewish Christians who were talking to nobody about the gospel except for Jews only.
我们可以看到那些失散的门徒，他们有一部分的人，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲道。
But in verse 20, there was a different group in among these members.
就是在20节记载有另外一群人。
It says that these people, when they had come to Antioch, they were speaking to Hellenists.
他们到了安提阿，他们也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
Normally in the Bible, Hellenists refer to Jewish-born Greek-speaking people.
希利尼人是那些犹太人只是他们是讲这个希腊话的。
But here, from the context, we can see that Hellenists also refer to non-Jewish Greek-speaking people.
那这些希利尼人也是指着那些非犹太人只是他们也是讲希腊话的。
So here, we see that God was happy with this type of work too.
所以这里我们可以看到神也喜悦他们所做的工作。
In verse 21, it says, the hand of the Lord was with them,And many people believed and turned to the Lord.
21节记载说，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
The hand of the Lord refers to God's abidance and His blessings.
所以记载说，神与他们同在。
And the hand of the Lord comes when He is pleased with His people.
神与他们同在，因为神喜悦他们所做的工作。
And it says that the hand of the Lord was with them.
所以说神与他们同在。
It's unclear which them it's referring to. Was it referring to the Jewish Christians in general, or the group that was preaching to these non-Jews.
那这里的他们所指的是所有的犹太人呢，还是指的那些向希利尼人传道的那些犹太人
？Nevertheless, we see that God was pleased whenever His people preach the word of God.
所以不管怎么样，神当人神非常喜悦有人当我们能够为主来传道
，including those who are willing to preach to those of different backgrounds.
包括那些愿意传把神的福音传给不同背景的人。
So we can see here that how the church in Antioch was established is very similar to how the churches in America were established.
所以我们可以看到安提阿教会的设立跟美国教会的设立非常的相似。
Because the church in Antioch was built by immigration and then expanded through personal evangelism.
安提阿教会的设立是因为有许多人移民到那里那福音就开始兴旺。
And the people preaching the gospel were immigrant believers.
那些传福音的人大部分都是外地移民来的。
So their personal evangelism wasn't just to family and relatives and people of the same background, but it was also to people of different backgrounds.
所以他们传福音不是只传给同样背景的，他们把福音传给当地的人。
So their witness for Jesus Christ actually stands out for all of us, and we must learn from them.
所以他们为主传道的精神是我们今天所要能够学习的。
Because they were in a brand new environment,
他们来到一个新的地方
and they're still trying to establish themselves in this new home.
那他们自己本身需要能够还需要来适应来住在这个新的地方。
And very likely, this part of this part of the Middle East had different customs too.
那在这个地方或许有他们当地的一些习俗。
But you can see these immigrant Jewish Christians, they adapted quickly and they were able almost from the beginning to speak about the gospel to these neighbors that they had.
就是他们能够很快的能够适应那个地方，能够很快的把福音传遍那个地方。
The way they witnessed for Christ is also remarkable because they were willing to preach to people who were of different background.
他们能够这样做也是因为他们能够把福音传给不同背景的人。
So they had to overcome their timidity. They had to overcome their shyness.
所以他们要能够胜过他们。那一种惧怕的心。
Usually, we're more comfortable with people who speak the same language or the same background.
今天我们比较容易传给我们同样背景的人，讲同样语言的人。
But think about these Christians. They are able to overcome this comfort zone and be willing to talk about Jesus Christ to these Hellenists.
不是他们,这些犹太人,他们能够打破这一种传统,能够把福音传给不同背景的人。
And then we also see that preaching to non-Jews was a very revolutionary idea at that time.
在当时候要把福音传给非犹太人,这在当时候是一个不可思议的事情。
Because just in the previous chapter, chapter 10, that was when the gospel came to Cornelius' family, the first Gentile family to be converted.
在第四章我们看到福音,这个哥尼流一家人,这是第一个犹太人,第一个外邦人来接受福音。
But even though this was a very new concept, these Jewish Christians understood this mystery of God and were willing to preach to these non-Jews.
所以这是一个非常新的一个概念,那这些犹太人他们愿意把福音传给非犹太人。
And so they did not use their immigration status as an excuse not to open their mouth and preach the gospel.
他们并没有用他们刚移民到这个地方为借口而不传福音。
And of course, one thing that really helped them was that they were able to speak the common language at the time.
那对他们有利的地方是因为他们能够讲当地的语言。
Because much of the Roman Empire at the time, they were speaking Greek.
在当时候,大部分的罗马帝国,他们是讲这个希腊文。
It's kind of like how English is today.
就好像英文一样。
Wherever you go, in airports, where you travel, English is commonly used.
我们今天到世界各地,我们如果能够讲英文,我们能够跟别人来讲。
At that time, Greek was a language that almost everyone knew, and it was the language that people used to do economic transactions.
当时候在罗马帝国,希腊文是一个主流的语言,很多生意,很多经济都是用希腊文来讲的。
So today, we are following in the footsteps of the church in Antioch.
所以今天我们是跟随着安提阿教会的脚步。
Thanks to God's grace, several churches have been established in the United States in the same way.
感谢神,我们在美国,我们可以看到有很多的教会的设立是像安提阿教会一样。
But one area that we can continue to improve on is to continue to preach to people of different backgrounds.
今天我们能够进步的地方是要能够继续的把福音传给不同背景的人。
It doesn't matter if we're still immigrant and still learning English, or if we are the second generation and know English perfectly.
不管我们是第一代的移民,还是我们是在本地所生的。
The goal is that we want to spread this gospel, this wonderful news of salvation to everyone in this community.
今天我们的目标是要把福音传给我们四周围的人。
So right now in the United States, most of our members are of Asian descent.
今天在美国的教会,大部分的信徒还是从亚洲来的。
But in a couple places around the world, many of the members are of the native land.
只是在世界有许多地方,大部分的信徒是本地人。
One example is in the Dominican Republic.
比如说在多米尼加的教会。
How did the gospel spread there?
我们教的福音是怎么传到那边呢?
In 1984, there was a member of our church from Taiwan who immigrated there.
在1984年,我们台湾有一位信徒移民到多米尼加。
And he was there to try to establish a business.
他去那边是要做生意的。Later,
about 5 years later, his family moved there to join him.
五年以后,他们全家就搬到那里去了。And
at first, they were just keeping the Sabbath by themselves.
刚开始他们是自己在家里守安息日。But
later, this brother had a factory and had many workers under him.
后来这位弟兄,因为他的工厂有许多的工人。And
these workers were Dominicans.
他很多的工人都是多米尼加的人。And
he saw that it was a good opportunity to preach to them.
他发现说这是一个传福音的好机会。So
he did some of the groundwork, but later on, the church sent a worker there to evangelize.
所以他就开始传福音,然后后来教会也派工人去协助那边的福音。
And eventually, the first people were baptized in the Dominican Republic.
后来在多尼加我们就开始有人来受洗归主。This
is a wonderful example that we can also learn from.
这也是我们可以学习的一个非常好的例子。
About 10 days ago, I actually came back from Dominican Republic.
我在十天以前我从多米尼加那边回来。
And the USGA had sent a brother there to oversee the construction work that is going on there.
梅总有派一位信徒到那边去监工，因为那边的教会现在在重建。
And this brother is from our church in Baldwin Park. He's from, he grew up and was raised in Mexico.
这位弟兄是我们伯恩教会的信徒，他是在墨西哥长大的。
And he also is in the construction business.
他也是在盖房屋非常有经验。
And even though his assignment was to just oversee the construction, he was also preaching the gospel everywhere he went.
虽然他去那边是要监工，可是他也花很多时间在做传福音的工作。
Never mind that he was not Dominican.
虽然他不是多米尼加的人,
he's Mexican.
他是墨西哥人,
but he speaks the language.
可是他能够说西班牙文。
Never mind that he has a Mexican accent.
虽然他的西班牙文带着这个墨西哥的口音,
but he was preaching to all the neighbors, and we spoke to a lot of people about the truth.
虽然是这样，可是他能够因为他熟悉那边的语言，他能够把福音传给当地的人。
This serves as a good example for all of us here today too.
这也是我们今天能够来效法的。
We must be like the church in Antioch, who were willing to preach the gospel to people of different backgrounds.
我们要能够学习安提阿教会，能够把福音传给不同背景的人。
Later on, we see that the church heard news that there was a growing membership in Antioch.
所以后来这个风声传到耶路撒冷，发现说那里信而归主的人很多了。
So in verse 22, we see that the church in Jerusalem sent Barnabas to go to Antioch.
所以耶路撒冷的教会，他们就打发巴拿巴要到安提阿去帮助圣工。Here,
we can see a glimpse of how the organization in the early church worked.
从这里我们可以看到当初教会的组织。You
can see that it gives us a sense of the unity, the fellowship, and how the inner workings of the early church was.
我们可以看到当初初期教会的这种合一，这种组织。
So today, we also send workers to pioneering areas.
今天我们教会也派工人到新开拓的地方。
And with the coming of Barnabas, it actually brought a lot of blessings to the church in Antioch.
所以因为巴拿巴他把神的福音、把神的恩典带到安提阿的教会。
Just like how workers sent out to different areas also bring blessings to those areas.
就像今天所差派出去的工人把神的福音、把神的恩典带到各地方去。
So verse 24 tells us, because of the ministry of Barnabas and his character, you can see that a great many people were added to the Lord.
所以因为巴拿巴他被圣灵充满，他有大信心，许多人就来归主。Later
on, he discovered that Saul would be very useful in the ministry there.
后来他发现说，扫罗能够帮助他的圣灵。
So he purposely went to the hometown of Saul and found him, and then brought him to Antioch to minister there.
所以巴拿巴就到了大树去找扫罗，把扫罗带到安提阿去。
So with these two workers, it brought great edification to the church in Antioch.
所以巴拿巴跟扫罗他们能够造就在安提阿的教会。
In fact, the Bible says that and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
所以这里圣经记载说，门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿教会起手的。
This is quite significant for a couple reasons.
所以这是非常的重要的。
Because this sentence is a commentary of, number one, the diversity of the church at the time.
所以我们从这里可以看出，安提阿教会是非常的广泛的。
That the church was a church of many ethnicities, languages, and cultures.
这个教会是由不同种族的人合在一起来形成的。
So that for outsiders, it was not possible to categorize this group of people with an existing vocabulary word.
所以从外面看来，外人没有办法用一个种族的名称来称这一群人。
They had to invent and coin a new term in order to talk about this group of people.
为了要指着这群人，他们要发明一个新的字。
They couldn't just call them Jews, or they couldn't just call them Greeks.
他们不能称他们为犹太人或是希利尼人。
They had to come up with a new term, and they came up with the term Christian.
所以他们就称他们为基督徒。
And a second thing that this sentence indicates is how well the believers carry themselves within the community.
所以我们从这里也可以看出来这些信徒他们在在当时的社会他们是有非常好的名声。
Because the term Christian means someone who is associated with Christ.
基督徒是指着那些与主耶稣基督有关系的。
And I imagine that they called them Christians because when they looked at this group of people, everything they did was centered on Jesus Christ.
因为当外人看到这群人，他们可以发现说，他们所做的一切都是以主耶稣基督为中心的。
This includes things like going to gather together on Sabbath and then talk about Jesus Christ.
比如他们在安息圣日，他们在他们一起聚会来敬拜神。
This includes them going out in the community and talking to everybody about Jesus Christ, His resurrection and His salvation.
这包括他们在他们的社区里面来传扬福音，来述说主耶稣基督的死以及复活。
So you can see that these Christians in Antioch, they shone the light for Christ, and people could tell.
所以我们可以看到外人能够看到这些基督徒他们是与众不同的。
So for those outsiders, it was so obvious that they were followers of someone called Jesus Christ.
所以对外人来讲，他们可以看出这群人是跟随主耶稣的。
So this is something for us to ask ourselves as well.
所以这是今天我们需要问我们自己的一个问题。
When people see us gathering together,
当别人看到我们聚集在一起的时候
or when people see us individually or as families in society,
当外人看到我们或是我们的家庭的时候
do they only see us as Asians?
他们是不是看我们为亚洲人
and with a simple category, they just categorize us as an Asian.
或是他们很简单的说这是一群亚洲人聚集在一起
or because of the light we shine for Christ,They say, instead of saying Asian, they say, this family, this person, he's a Christian.
或者因为我们的好行为，别人可以看出我们是一群基督徒。
This is critical in order to shine the light in our local communities.
所以今天我们要能够在我们的社区，在我们的生活的圈围里面，能够为主发光，这是非常重要的。
So you can see in verse 23.
所以在23节
When Barnabas was encouraging them, he was encouraging them to continue with the Lord.
巴拿巴在这里劝勉众人要立定心志恒久靠主。
In another translation, it talks about remain true to the Lord.
就是要能够继续的来跟随主耶稣的道理。
And because they remained true, people had no other choice but to call them Christians.
所以因为他们能够这样子做所以别人在别人的眼中他们才能够称为基督徒。
Today, yes, we have the light of Christ within us.
今天主耶稣的光在我们的心里面。
But often, we cover this light and enclose this light within our house.
今天我们把这个光局限在我们的家庭里面。
Because,And this is part of American culture too. Everyone kind of has their own castle, which is their house.
我们这是美国人的生活的习俗。我们每个人的生活是非常的独立。
So even though a light should be shining among everyone, we cover it. We enclose ourselves.
我们把主耶稣的光盖起来局限只是在我们的家庭里面。
But whenever we are out and about in society, in our classrooms, in our workplaces,That's where we must shine the light.
当在我们在社会里面，在我们在工作场合，在我们在学校的时候，我们要能够为主来发光。
A few years ago, my wife was taking a flight.
几年前我太太在飞机上的时候
，and she met somebody who was sitting next to her.
在坐在她旁边的另外一个人，他跟她谈起话来
and it became clear during their conversation that this person was a Christian.
在谈话当中，他发现说对方是一个基督徒。
Because he was a churchgoer, he knew the Bible very well.
他常常去教会，他对圣经也非常的熟悉。
And so she asked this person, "Are you a Christian?"
所以他就问那个人说，你是不是一个基督徒？
And this person had a very interesting answer.
那这个人的回答非常的有趣。
He said, "I usually don't call myself a Christian."
他说我平常不称我自己为基督徒。
And that's not because he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. He believes in Jesus Christ.
这并不是因为他不信耶稣。
But he says that if people can call me a Christian, then yes, I'm a Christian.
他说如果别人能够称我是基督徒，那我就承认说我是基督徒。
Of course, this is kind of an extreme type of thinking.
所以这种观念是算是有点极端。
But there is a kernel of truth in this statement as well.
可是他所讲的必定是正确。
Because people should be able to tell that we are followers of Christ.
因为我们必须要让别人能够观察而发现说我们是一个基督徒。
So how is our witness to the community?
所以今天我们对我们的对外所表现的是什么？
Can they tell that we are Christians?
我们的朋友们，他们能够认出我们是一个基督徒吗？
Next, we see that there were other workers that came to Antioch from Jerusalem.
后来我们看到从耶路撒冷有别的工人来到安提阿。
In verse 27 and 28, there was a prophet named Agabus who made a prophecy.
在28节这里讲到说有一位名叫亚加布的先知他来说预言。
And his prophecy was talking about how there would be a great famine throughout all the world.
借着圣灵指明说天下将有大饥荒。
And the Bible doesn't really expand on his prophecy. It seemed like that was the end of his prophecy.
那他所讲的预言圣经没有连续的记载。
It doesn't record any plea from him from the church to the church.
那他也没有对教会指明说教会应当怎么做。
But you can see the church in Antioch matured to a point where they were willing to show love and give resources to other churches.
所以我们可以看到安提阿的教会他们充满着爱心，他们能够来关怀别的教会。
Even though that part wasn't included in the prophecy, in fact, it was going to affect the whole world, including them, they still took initiative to collect some resources and give to the church in Judea.
所以虽然这个饥荒也会影响他们，可是他们个人就定义开始捐款，要把这个捐款送到这个住在犹太的。
So you can see their action was fully out of a heart of love.
所以他们所做的是出于爱心。
Also a heart of unity with the other church locations in the land.
他们也能够表现这个整个教会的合一。
Today we also may hear news from other churches of their times of need.
今天我们也可以听到别的教会世界各地的教会他们有所需要的地方。
And it's most obvious for times of financial need.
他们有经济上的需要。
So many churches right now, or a few churches right now, are trying to construct buildings.
我们看
or expansions.
我们可以发现说在各地的地方要购买会堂或是要盖新的会堂。
And they may announce this is how short we are right now. We need as much support as we can get.
我们可以听到他们在向我们宣布说他们需要我们的捐款。
This type of news can just be announced and then that might be the end of it.
我们所听到的这个报告或许只是听到一次或是两次而已。
It may be just like a prophecy that there's going to be a famine.
就好像这个先知所讲的将来会有大饥荒。
But what is our response when we hear this type of news?
当我们听到这个消息的时候我们的回应是什么？
We need to have a heart of love and unity and then take the initiative to extend our hands and help those in financial need.
我们是不是能够发出我们的爱心来伸出我们的手来帮助他们所需要的？
And here we can see the growth in the church in Antioch.
所以我们从这里我们可以看到当时候教会他们的成长。
At first, they were a church, a small church of immigrants, and they were needing resources from other places.
起初他们只是一个新移民的教会，他们需要从别的地方来得到帮助。
But then now they were not only self-sufficient financially, now they're able to give to other places.
可是到这里我们可以发现说，他们不但自己已经足够了，他们还能够来帮助别人。
And I think this is the trajectory of many churches in the United States as well.
所以这是今天在美国各地的教会也是这样子的。
A church like Irvine began small too, I believe.
我们在尔湾的教会，我们刚开始的时候也是很小的。
We needed resources from other places as well.
我们需要别的地方的信徒来帮助我们。
But when a church becomes self-sufficient and even has surplus, we need to keep in mind all the other members in the country and throughout the world.
可是当我们教会开始成长，开始能够自立的时候，我们要能够学习来帮助别人。
Let us not hear of need and then do nothing.
我们不要只听到别人的需要而不愿意伸出我们的手。
So they sent Barnabas and Saul to Jerusalem to give this gift.
所以他们差派巴拿巴与扫罗把这个捐款带到耶路撒冷的众长老那里去。
At the end of Acts chapter 11, you can see the author Luke, he turns his attention away from the church in Antioch and talks about other things. And then in chapter 13, he talks about the church in Antioch again.
到十一章的末了，我们可以看到这个作者路加，他开始讲到别的事情，可是到了十三章，他又把这个主题回到安提阿的教会。
And some time had passed in between.
那从十一章到十三章之间有一段时间过去了。
But we can see that in chapter 13, there was a wealth of workers in the church in Antioch.
在13章里面，我们可以看到，在安提阿的教会有许多的神的工人。
In chapter 13, verse 1, it names five specifically.
在11章的第三节就讲到五位的工人。
And notice the diversity of these workers as well.
我们可以看到这几位工人都是从不同的地方来的。
You have Barnabas, who was born in Cyprus, an island.
这巴拿巴是居比路来的。
Simeon, who was called Niger.
这个西面，他是古利奈人。
Niger comes from Latin, meaning black.
这古利奈人，这是指着他是黑人。
Which probably refers to his, maybe a darker color skin.
这代表他或许是他的皮肤的颜色比较黑。
Lucius of Cyrene. Cyrene is in the north part of Africa.
这里有讲到这个路球，他是古利奈人路球。
And then Manian, who grew up with royalty.
这里有讲到马念。
And then Saul, who grew up in the southern part of Asia Minor.
后来又讲到扫罗，他是从这个小亚细亚来的。
And each of these workers were very powerful. They were prophets and teachers in the church.
这五位工人，他们都充满着能力。
So in a short number of years, the church was able to train and raise up workers in the church.
所以在很短的时间，教会能够培养许多位的工人。
And then not only that, the Holy Spirit was able to choose two of those workers to go out into other areas and support the ministry in other areas.
后来我们看到圣灵就差派其中两位工人出去到别的地方去传福音。
So this is the model and the goal for every single church as well.
所以这就是今天我们教会发展的一个蓝图。
Right, the workers will come from our local churches.
我们地方教会会有我们地方教会的工人。
And while originally a church may need outside human resources, eventually the goal is to be self-sufficient, and not only self-sufficient, be able to send workers elsewhere to help.
当教会开始建立的时候，我们或许需要别的地方来帮助我们。可是当我们自立的时候，我们要能够建立自己，能够来帮助别人。And
because of the contribution of the church in Antioch, Barnabas and Paul did so many great things in their missionary trips.
因为这样，保罗跟巴拿巴他们能够在他们的传道旅行当中能够建立更多的教会。
It was the giving of the local church that expanded the kingdom of God universally. So this is the type of church that we all should aim to establish. We know just 3 weeks ago, it was the end of the World Cup.
我们在三个礼拜前, 这个世界杯, 足球赛, 刚结束。
The World Cup is a tournament of 32 soccer football teams.
你知道这个世界杯, 是从32个国家的, 的这些球员,
And actually, before they can make it to the tournament, there's about 2 years of qualifying for that tournament.
那要能够进入这个, 世界杯, 他们要能够, 之前, 他们也有比赛,
Now, when you look at the 32 countries that made it into the World Cup, you'll see two countries that are missing.
我们看到, 从这个32个国家里面, 我们可以看发现说有两个国家, 他们没有代表来参加。
First is China, second is India.
第一个是, 中国, 第二个是印度。
And yet these are the two most populated countries in the whole world.
中国跟印度是世界, 人数最多的两个国家。
And it's funny because you would think among their billions of people, can they not find 11 people to play of a good standard on the soccer field?
我们在想说他们在国家里面那么多的人, 他们能够没有办法找到11个人来参加这个比赛吗?
But we also know the Asian culture too.
可是我们也知道这个亚洲, 亚洲人的这种, 习俗。
Asian people in general do not emphasize athletics.
亚洲人, 我们所注重的并不是, 这个球赛。
So I'm sure many parents in China, they encourage their young children, go and make money, go and be a doctor, a lawyer. If you don't have an opportunity for education, go and work in the factories to make money.
亚洲人他们希望他们的儿女能够成为, 律师, 能够成为医生, 或是如果没有办法的话, 或许到这个, 工厂去上班。
I'm sure it's similar in India too.
在印度也是一样。
But who's going to play for their national teams?
那谁要, 来为这个国家来打来踢足球呢?
It's not like they can hire professionals to play from other countries to play for their national team.
他们不能够请专业的, 球员来踢足球。
They have to train their own people to be these soccer players.
他们要能够训练自己国家的人来成为, 这个球员。
And it's the same with the church workers in the church.
所以今天我们在教会要培养工人, 也是一样。
Today, if we look at our local churches, we might see many needs that need to be filled.
今天我们如果看我们, 地方的教会, 我们会发现说我们有许多, 缺欠的地方。
We might lack interpreters, we might lack people to, play piano.
或许我们缺少翻译的人, 或许我们缺少, 人能够来施琴。
We might lack people to deliver sermons or lead Bible studies.
或许我们缺少领会, 带领查经的人员。
We might lack evangelists.
或许我们缺少传福音的人。
But where will these people come from?
那这些人手要从哪里来呢?
These people will come from the very church that we are in.
只要从我们, 本地的地方教会来培养。
Because it's not like we can hire from outside, from another denomination, to serve these roles in our church.
我们这些人我们没有办法从外面, 来请来的。
Other churches, they may do that.
别的教派, 他们或许能够这样做。
Or they even hire, people to join their choir and sing in their choir, and they might not even be Christians.
他们能够请专业的人, 来参加他们的诗班, 来唱诗。
But for us, we cannot follow that.
今天我们教会并不能这样做。
So today, when we look into the church and we see all these sorts of needs,
所以今天当我们看到我们, 地方教会的需要,
instead of looking to our left or to our right, perhaps we ourselves need to step up and fill that need.
当我们看到教会的需要, 我们不要看别人, 而是我们要看到我们自己内心的心处。
Right? Do we lack pastors in our church?
我们教会如果缺乏, 传福音的人,
right? Again, that will have to come from within as well.
我们要能够, 从自己, 地方教会来培养。
Why? It's very funny too. Right now we have 11 full-time ministers in the United States.
现在美国教会我们有11位, 全职的传道。
We have a team of 11.
Right? 我们总共有11位传道。
But eventually, people, our full-time workers will have to retire. Of course, there's always needs for full-time ministers.
一直都会有需要更多的人来加入, 啊, 这个传福音的工作.
And where will these people come from?
那这些人要从哪里来呢?
Of course, it's going to be from within, from us.
当然要从我们, 啊, 地方教会来培养出来的.
So, let us mature like the church in Antioch.
所以我们要能够, 啊, 来, 啊, 成长, 能够成熟, 像安提阿教会一样.
That at first, we were needing human resources, but in the end, they were giving human resources.
起初他们, 啊, 是有需要的, 可是到后来他们是能够把, 啊, 把人, 啊, 派到别的地方, 去帮助别的地方的圣工。
And this takes the contribution of every single one of us.
所以这需要我们在座每一个人, 啊, 来牺牲, 来付出。
Don't think too far, thinking about your church council, thinking about other people.
我们不要只是想到教会的负责人, 或者想到别人。
Think about ourselves.
我们要想到我们自己,
think about the needs in your local church.
我们要想到我们教会的需要,
and let us train ourselves to fill those needs.
让, 啊, 让人能够, 啊, 培养我们自己, 训练我们自己, 来帮助教会的圣工。
So here, we can see the church in Antioch is a wonderful model for every one of us here.
安提阿的教会, 啊, 啊, 对我们来讲是一个我们很好学习的
Especially because they also began as immigrants.
因为他们, 啊, 起初是一个移民, 啊, 所建立的一个教会。
They were willing to preach to people of different background.
他们愿意传福音给不同背景的人。
People saw them and they had to come up with a term, Christian, to categorize them.
这一群人, 他们被称为是基督徒。
And then finally, they were able to mature and not only give financially, but also in terms of manpower to other churches.
最后他们能够成长，能够成熟，他们不但能够在 捐款上， 他们在人力上也能够 付出来帮助 别的地方的教会。
So may the Lord help us and may we establish churches of Antioch everywhere that we go.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够在我们地方教会能够建立像安提阿一样的教会。Let's
sing hymn 427.
唱诗428.
Concluding prayer together.
我们需要做结束的祷告。In
our prayer, let us think about our local church and how we can fill the needs of our local church.
我们在祷告当中，我们求神让我们 明白我们怎样能够帮助我们地方教会的需要。
If we're ill-equipped, then let us seek the equipment that we need.
我们如果觉得说我们在灵性上有缺乏，我们求神帮助我们。
And let us establish the Church of Antioch wherever we are.
求神让我们在我们地方教会能够建立像安提阿的教会。
Let's stand out and pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。